Welcome, everybody, to Jawanza for Life. Good morning. My name is Jawanza. Got a special edition of Jawanza for Life, also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine, an early morning special show that is very, very necessary. It's one of those shows that's necessary if you want to evolve, if you want to take your spiritual walk, your spiritual work to another level, then this show was done, is being done with that in mind. I see the callers are lining up already, so I just want to let you know if you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, all you have to do is just press 1, and then I'll bring you on board, and you can do that. My special guest today is Hechem Suheru Shekemeyeb Neter, and he is a priest and a chief with the Osiriset Society. He's also a counselor, a lecturer, and I guarantee you that this information that you're going to get today is going to be very, very profound, and you're going to want to make it out to this workshop that is being held this Friday at the Osiriset Society's D.C. Gnome. So I want to get to my special guest, and we're going to talk about the workshop and how you can take advantage of it, and we'll give you all the information that you need to take advantage of it. Hechem Suheru, thank you so much for being my guest again today. As always, it's a pleasure. I look forward to the information that you're going to bring today.
Thank you, Brother Jawanza, for having me on again.
My pleasure, sir. And I know that the listeners are going to be rewarded for tuning in this morning. And again, we're going to be talking about the workshop that's coming up this Friday at the Osiriset Society's D.C. Gnome. That's going to be the Fall Detoxification and the Autumn Equinox Workshop. Again, that's going to be, let me just give the information now. I'll give it now and again at the end of the show. That's going to be this Friday, September the 15th, starting at 6:30 p.m., and that's going to be from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that's going to be at the Simbeb Wellness Complex at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., in the case you need to MapQuest that, the zip code is 20011. For more information, you can call 202-723-5566, and in case I didn't mention it, the workshop is absolutely free, so all you have to do is just come, and you're going to definitely be rewarded, and we're going to be telling you all about the workshop and what's going to be taking place at the workshop, and give you all the information that you need. But Hechem Suheru, if you don't mind, just starting out, though, I know I mentioned at the top that you are a chief and a priest with the Osiriset Society. For those who might not know anything about the Osiriset Society, they might be hearing those words for the first time. Could you tell our listeners, just for that, for the benefit of those who don't know, what is the Osiriset Society?
The Osiriset Society is a spiritual organization, an African spiritual organization based upon the teachings and the principles of the ancient Kemetic or the ancient Egyptian tradition. The purpose of the society is to provide a social vehicle through which those who are willing to pursue that path of realizing their divine nature are exposed to the teachings and the principles, the application, but also, the social collective and structure by which you're seeing the way of life that will help you come into the knowledge and the power of your full potential. So facilitating that, we've been in existence since 1973, and over these years we have taught a number of classes in various subjects and topics ranging from meditation to health to dealing with the oracles to child rearing to various aspects of astrology and a number of different things in terms of spiritual science. So this is not just a club or a society in terms of a social organization. This is a way of life that we live. And the term Osir and Oset basically represents the highest aspect of God in terms of the male and the female component. And the embodiment, when it's made reference that God has made man in his image and likeness, and we're not talking about man as a male, but has made mankind a male, female, that highest aspect, that highest reflection of God, that image and likeness of God in the Kemetic tradition is referred to as Osir. So it's the Osirian way of life that we will to live that helps bring us into the realization of our divine true nature.
Well, if you could, if you don't mind, we've done shows on the fall equinox. We've done shows on the, you know, the spring equinox. We've done shows on the solstices. We've done shows on Qigong. We've done shows on different aspects of spirituality, meditation, you know, different practices. If you could, so that the listeners understand that this is not just, that this is just not another workshop coming up on Friday, but there's a goal in mind. There is a to what end in mind. There is an end goal in mind. If you could discuss briefly just the big picture, so that people understand that every practice, every workshop, you know, every technique that is being offered by the Osiriset Society has an end goal in mind. There's a big picture that, you know, in the grand scheme of things. Could you talk about that grand scheme and how this workshop coming up on Friday will help to serve to reach that goal?
Yeah, I truly appreciate that question because it's very true. None of the teachings, none of the applications and practices that we utilize are stand alone. It's all interconnected, integrated, interdependent. So we're about to come to the period of the fall equinox, and that's one of the four cardinal points within the annual cycle, which we know is very important in terms of our health and our personal development and our spiritual development. And the fall represents that time of the year as we transition from the summer into the fall, then the fall into the spring. The fall represents that time of the year as the temperature drops, as it gets cooler in the environment, as the energy starts to become more internalized, the support for being more reflective, more focused on the internal way comes into manifestation. And this is the time of the year when it's more optimal in terms of reflection and focusing and concentration and specifically planning. Meaning if you look at it within the context of a daily cycle, and we're doing this, we're doing these practices and we're having the workshop in reality, that knowing that everything that we do is a reflection of energy, and all energy manifests in a cyclic fashion, meaning that there's cycles, there's periods, and those periods are not just a time of duration in terms of a 3-month period, but it's reflecting a quality of energy. So what we work to do is to identify the quality of energy that's present in that particular cycle, that particular period of the cycle, know what its function and its purpose is, what its effect is, and then work to align our living in harmony with that quality of energy so we can be more effective so that we can exploit that benefit. So the fall time of the year represents the time, looking at it from a daily cycle, where if you're working during the course of the day and you come to the period of 6 p.m. and you basically finish working, the sun's going down theoretically, then this is the time when you've probably finished your external activity. You're looking to now take stock, take reflection as to how you've done during the course of the day. And you're doing that because you just don't want to be thankful that you're finished. You just don't want to be thankful that you're finished, but you want to now start to plan for what it is you're going to do tomorrow. So that fall represents that time of the year where you want to focus, you want to concentrate, you want to look at how it is that you've lived during the course of the day, how it is that you lived during the course of the year, and now start to plan what changes do you need to make to be effective in your undertakings tomorrow. We almost look at it from the perspective that the beginning of the next day really takes place, because you don't just want to go to sleep without having an image and a focus as to what it is that you will to do the forthcoming day. And that image, that focus is optimally really implanted to your spirit via meditation. So expanding that to an annual cycle, the time of the year when you're most receptive to really being impressed with what it is that you will to do for the forthcoming year, that's the winter solstice. That would be December the 21st through the 24th. And that's the time when you really want to become as quiet and internalized as you can, looking at the changes that you need to make, the behavioral changes, the planning in terms of what it is you will to accomplish for the next year. You want to plant that plan into your spirit You want to look to see what it is you have to strengthen in terms of what's been weak. You want to look to see what you have to eliminate in terms of what's been poor decisions and poor effects. So the solstice is preceded by the equinox, and that's when you really want to, like I'm saying, you really want to take time to reflect on how it is that you've lived during the course of the year from the previous winter solstice up until this time, because the energy for making changes and really externalizing, bringing things into manifestation is on the wane. So this is not the time to start new endeavors. It's the time to reflect on previous endeavors, how you were successful, and then plan to make the change you need to make to be successful in the forthcoming year.
Would it be accurate to say that this time of year, the fall equinox, would be equivalent to your report card? This is where, like in the school year, you get your report card in the spring, around June or whatever, or at several points throughout the year, but it determined whether you pass at the end of the year. But would this be the same, for lack of a better term, the same scenario, just a spiritual scenario, where now you're looking back and you're going to see, did you pass or not? But you're grading yourself. It's not like a teacher is grading you. You have the benefit of grading yourself, and I guess the not challenge necessarily to be, but you're going to need to be honest with yourself. The goal is spiritual growth, so you want to definitely grade yourself accurately. If you passed, you know you passed, because there are going to be certain things that you're going to be doing throughout the year. You're going to be journaling. You're going to be writing things down, so you're going to be able to look and actually see for certain whether or not you did as you said you were going to do. Would this be the report card period, Shechem?
Yes, it would. It would be the report card. It really would be leading right up to the report card, because it's a combination of two things. One, you're reflecting on how it is that you've lived. And then two, because the cycle is continuous, so it's not like you're going through the year, you're coming toward the end of the year, and you just say, well, that's what happened that year. I didn't do well, or I did do well, and you just leave it at that. You have to see that it's a continuity in terms of the process of helping a person to grow and develop and helping a person to heal. So you're looking to see how you performed, but you're also, to the winter solstice, you're specifically doing a judgment. In terms of you're declaring, you're stating that you were successful in this, you weren't successful in that. As you go into the next year, you're going to take in, again, to the meditation and your rituals, the focus of, I'm going to continue to work on that weak point, or I'm going to make some changes so where I failed last year, I'm going to see myself being successful in the forthcoming year, and that where I did do well, I'm going to continue to strengthen that. So this is definitely a time that you're evaluating and you're beginning to write that report, but you're just not saying that, well, I did well, that's it, or I did poorly, and that's it. It's like a teacher, not just a student, but it's like a teacher. If you had a lesson planned for that day, now you can evaluate how did it go. If it didn't go well, you just don't say, well, that didn't work. You want to now look to see and look to plan the changes that you have to make to be successful, because with the energy going through cycles and ongoing process, the cycle really happens in periods, but it's always continuing to the next phase. So it's a report card in the context of planning as to what you need to do for success in the forthcoming period.
You know, we know that and are learning that, and you have taught that everything is energy, okay? And so now with this energy shift change from the summer solstice, where, everything is hot and externalized expression, manifesting is, everything is external, full bloom, okay? Now moving into the fall equinox, what role, if there's a correlation, because I noticed that the new moon comes at the 20th end of this month, if I'm not mistaken, and the fall equinox falls on the 22nd, I believe. Is there any correlation between the new moon and the energy of the new moon and the equinox? Is that a consideration? Is that something that has its effect on the equinox or vice versa?
It wouldn't be a direct correlation, excuse me, but within a cycle of within the lunar cycle versus the solar cycle, you would see that the full moon period, which is the primary focus of the lunar cycle, corresponds to the winter solstice, because that's the time of the year that you're most receptive. That's the time of the month in terms of the lunar cycle you're most receptive to being impressed with what it is, your focus, your plan, your vision, your goal is. And that's the time of the year when you're most open and receptive, when you're psychically fertile. So you want to impregnate yourself with those resolutions that you say you're going to bring forth in the forthcoming year. So the new moon would really be more of a correspondence to the solar, to the summer solstice, with the full moon being a correspondence to the winter solstice. The thing about the fall period itself is the fall represents the time of the year in terms of correspondences and just referencing traditional Chinese medicine for a moment. The fall represents the time of the year when the within the organ systems, the lung is most prevalent. And also, if we look at the fall time, that's the time of the year where people may start to have reflections of respiratory conditions or respiratory imbalances, whether it's cold or it's asthma, it's flu or whatever, cough and so forth. But the lung itself, that organ meridian system, deals with the ability to have structure and to have order. And that's reflected in terms of habits and patterns of behavior. And the daily functional aspect of that is your ability to, let's say, schedule, to adhere to time, to plan, to establish certain customs and principles, certain morals that you're going to follow. That's facilitated by that lung energy system, and that's also the time of the year, the fall being the time of the year when you want to do that. But two things you want to do. You want to take this time to establish the plan, to establish the pattern of behavior, the habits, the programs you're going to schedule, the programs you're going to follow. But it's also the time that you want to look at eliminating what it is that doesn't fit, doesn't work, or you need to let go. Because and with the respiratory system, you're taking in oxygen to help stimulate and activate the system, the cells, move it, have it move through the bloodstream so that the whole vehicle can be energized, but you're also looking to discharge the waste in terms of the carbon dioxide. So the lungs really facilitate that ability to take in a new quality of energy or take in energy that can help you in terms of supporting new activity, but also as a means to help eliminate the old habits, the old patterns of behavior, and the old waste. So that's where, again, taking stock becomes important. Planning becomes important because you need to know what it is you need to take in, what you need to remove. And if there's difficulty in that, then again, within a reference of traditional Chinese medicine, you would be working on your lung, and it's really the lung, large intestine, organ system. And if you look at the reality of the large intestine, that's the means where you're helping to eliminate solid waste. Because if you don't, it'll detoxify the system, it'll obstruct the natural flow of energy. So if we don't get rid of our old habits, the improper patterns of behavior, the conditionings, the modes of functioning that really don't serve us, then it's going to obstruct that flow of energy. So as we come into the winter solstice, we're not going to be as effective in terms of having seen how it is that we perform and determine what it is that we need to do and our ability to implant that into our spirit.
Everybody, my special guest is Hexham Suheru Shekhameb Nateh. If you have a question, I see you on the line there. All you have to do is just press 1. Now, this fall equinox, unlike the winter solstice, which is a 4-day observance, this is a 1-day observance. Is that correct?
The period is basically going to be within that 1 day. I think this year is September the 22nd. But the transition itself, again, as we look at it from the, you reference the summer solstice being the hottest time, the period of the year. So as we're going from that period of the summer where the energy is in a greater degree of heat expression, now we're moving to that period of the fall where it's going to start to cool down and support that more internal and reflective type energy.
Well, can we talk about the life force for a moment? Because, again, back to, you know, the concept of everything being energy. And, you know, you talked about how the energy is one energy that has four different, I guess, expressions or modalities or manifestations. Now, the life force, what role would our life force play in this? Because we have to... you know, keep we have to have a vital life force, and we're interacting daily with the environment and the energies in the environment. So what role would the life force play in this discussion on the fall or the solstices, the different changes in the seasons? What role would the life force play in terms of interacting with these energies?
Well, when we talk about the life force, we're basically talking about the energy that's flowing through your personal vehicle, through your body, through your spirit. So when we use the solar cycle as a reference, use those four phases of the year as a reference, and we see at the winter solstice or at the winter time that the energy is going to be more of a cold energy and more of a moist energy. So that's reflecting being more internalized and being more receptive of being. This is the optimal period in terms of meditation. And then we move from that because the energy is always flowing in a cyclic fashion. And the outward expression is at its lowest point during the winter solstice. So the energy starts to move back up. So it's like it's going from that period of being interred, like if somebody has died and they're going to be buried. So you go to the interment or the winter. And then energy flows back up. So now you're starting to spring back forward. And you're going from that period of cold and moist to a period of hot and moist. So the heat is now supporting the expressions of what it is that you sow during the course of the winter. So you're starting to have the budding, you're starting to have the sprouting, you're starting to see external manifestations of life, and the energy continues to go up. The heat dissipates, the moisture is going up, it reaches the highest point of the summit or the summer. So now you're at a period of being hot and dry. And this is the time of the year during the summer when those seeds that you sow during the wintertime are going to be at their highest point. They're going to be most established. They're going to be most externalized. Most you'll see them on the manifesting to the highest degree. And again, because energy all has to move in a cyclic fashion, you've reached the highest point, the summit, it has no option but to fall. And when it falls, we're going from the hot and dry time of the year to moving into a cold and dry period, because it takes a little time for that coolness to really settle in before you can have the condensation that allows the moisture to build back up. So you go into the fall, you go into the cold and dry time of the year, it gets cooler, it gets colder, and that allows the moisture to come back in, and now you go to the cold and moist time of the year. So those periods provide qualities of energy, as just referenced, that supports certain types of expression. What we will to do is to manage our own particular life force to be in harmony with those qualities of energy. So as I referenced, the fall time of the year is not the time that you want to be as aggressive, as outgoing, as externalized. It's the time when you have school starting back up, and that means you're going to take things in. So it's supporting that assimilatory, that internalizing energy, a time to get more focused, to get more concentrated. That's where supporting the plan comes into play. So we're going to do activities, and I mentioned, again, with the classification that you have in Chinese medicine, this would be the period where the lung is at its predominant degree of focus, and the lung is supporting taking in the energy to support the re-energization of the system, but also discharging the toxins that's going to obstruct your ability to be successful or for that energy to really flow. So there's certain breathing techniques, there's certain movements that you can do to help with managing your life force to be in harmony with that quality of energy. One of the systems that we work with is called Qigong, which is talking about the cultivation of the life force. And there's Qigong movements, these are soft, gentle movements with certain healing sounds attached to them that one can do that is in alignment with the various organ systems. So there's movements that you can do to literally help to energize your lung, large intestine, meridian system. And with the reference that I made before, if someone has a situation where they have difficulty moving on, whether it's from past relationships or experiences or just life itself, they look for the good old days. They always want to reflect on the past, and they're not moving forward. Well, there's soft, gentle movements, again, with healing sounds that you can do to help strengthen your lung meridian system to generate that energy to help move you beyond it. And then for individuals who may have difficulty in terms of planning or adhering to a schedule, or, you know, they're never showing up on time, they just kind of do things haphazardly, the Qigong will help in terms of strengthening your ability to be focused and be concentrated and carry things through on a schedule. So the workshop is going to not just talk about the physical aspect in terms of cleansing the system, but also that, as you referenced, working with the life force itself to help bring balance and address that quality of energy that we want to take advantage of during the fall time of the year.
And that workshop is going to be again on this Friday, September the 15th, starting at 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. Is there any particular dress code or anything? Should people wear loose clothing? Will they be doing Qigong exercises? I mean, so is there a particular dress that is recommended?
We will be introducing the Qigong movements for the lungs. One of the benefits of being able to do Qigong, you don't have to have any special attire. You don't really want anything tight around your waist, but it's not like you have to wear a particular set of pants or loose-fitting clothes in terms of a loose T-shirt or anything. Whatever you have on, you're able to do your Qigong in it. And Qigong, the Qigong format that we follow is just like that. You can do it over a short or a longer period of time. You can do it in an environment that doesn't need any special qualities or conditions. And again, it's no strenuous movement. So you basically just come as you are.
Again, everybody, and the workshop is absolutely free. Again, it's the fall detoxification and the autumn equinox workshop. That's this Friday, September the 15th. And that's from 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. And that's going to be at the Simbeb Wellness Complex. And that's at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code there is 20017. And if you'd like more information, the telephone number there is 202-723-5566. Again, that's 202-723-5566. You've got to get over there. Okay, it's absolutely free. I mean, the Osara Set Society, as well as, of course, its leader, Shechem Meshechem, the King of Kings of the Osara Set Society, Dr. Rao Nefa Amen, have made it so convenient for you to grow if you want to grow. If you want to grow spiritually, they offer free workshops. I mean, and if there is a cost for a particular workshop, it's very minimal. It's very, very much affordable. So if you really want to grow, if you really want to take it to another level, there's going to be some work that's involved in that. You're not just going to evolve just because you're breathing, you know. Now, you're going to have to do some work, and they outline it for you, and it's so necessary. Number one, when you look around and you see the state of the condition of the world, you know that there's something that's wrong, and we can affect that if we do what we're supposed to do. Those of us who are on the spiritual path, who claim to be divine and want to be divine, it's more than just saying it. There's work to do to realize that, and you can begin that process by attending the workshop. It's absolutely free. If you're in Baltimore, come on down. If you're in Virginia, come on up. I mean, it's free. And when you think about where it is that you want to go, there's a compass that you need in order to get there. These workshops and tools, again, as Shechem said earlier, serve to the end of being divine being, okay? But there's a compass, there's a roadmap, and these tools help you to get to where it is that you're going. So, again, everybody, come on out this Friday, okay? It's absolutely free, September the 15th, from 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m., and that's at the Simbeb Wellness Complex. The address, again, is 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code is 20011, and the telephone number there is 202-723-5566. Also at that location, there is the Simbeb Natural Foods and Vegetarian Cafe. You got to go there. I'm telling you, you've got to go there. If you haven't tasted vegetarian food, or if you even if you have, then you know how good. And if you've been there, it's time to come back, right? I mean, they've got food there that is vegan, and it's good for you to go along with the spiritual food. Your body needs physical food, and so they're providing that as well. Again, that's the Simbeb Natural Food and Vegetarian Cafe. Also, on location there is the System Clothing Boutique and Books. So if there are certain books that you want to get, I'm sure they've got the Meduna Tear and other books by Dr. Raul Nefamin, as well as Orwahehi Meturan Comet. You definitely want to stop in there. They've got gifts. They've got clothes. I mean, you got to go in there and you got to check it out. Also, for the workshop, let me mention that if you have small children, nobody's saying that you can't bring them, but you definitely don't want them to disturb the workshop. So if you can keep them, quiet, no problem. But, again, you want to take into consideration the other people that are there, too. Shechem, any words that we haven't discussed? I know we could go on and on about the information that's going to be presented at the workshop. Anything you want to talk about before we go as far as the detoxification piece? I mean, I know we don't have much time left, but that's a very big piece in the autumn equinox workshop. You're going to be talking a lot about detoxification, correct?
Yes, and as you asked earlier, making reference that the equinox is basically one day, anytime you have a period of transition environmentally and seasonally, and we're all part of that same cycle, we're all part of that same quality of energy, we also want to make those adjustments to be in harmony with that change. It's like if you turn in the corner, and that's the way the life force, that's the way the energy is going, you want to also turn a corner with that natural life force. So we're going from that hot period to that cold period, as we said before. So we're talking about one day reflecting the period indicating the change. It's a gradual process in terms of that transition. So to help support us being in harmony with those environmental changes, those universal changes, we're going to be looking at adjusting our diet so that we're helping to remove toxins that may have accumulated during the course of the summertime. We want to look specifically, let's say, at your salt intake, because the salt tends to potentially attract water, and water will slow things down, make things a little bit heavier, lend towards fluid retention, and that can disrupt harmonious metabolism, can lend toward residual toxins in the system. So we're going to be looking at the diet, your salt intake. We'll be looking at herbs to help cleanse the whole system. We're not just talking about cleansing the colon, though that is a part of the focus of the class, but herbs to cleanse the whole system on the level of the kidney, the liver, the urinary tract, the respiratory system, and looking at a diet that we can apply during the course of the fall itself to help support us to stave off the conditions of cold-related disorders and disease, such as the flu and other respiratory conditions. But all this is in the format of helping us get through the year, supporting us having a successful year, but this is really leading up again to the winter solstice, which is the most important time of the year in terms of the holy days or the holidays within our tradition. That's the time when you really have to appreciate the reality that if you're looking to have New Year's resolutions, if you're looking to be successful in the forthcoming year and make changes within your spirit, that's when your spirit is psychically fertile. This is the time you want to psychically impregnate yourself. So working your energies in harmony with the change of the seasons, specifically during the fall, helps support you in terms of your physical health, your psychical health, working with the Qigong to take away any psychical toxins you may have, psychical bad habits, patterns of behavior, remove those also. So we're going to be working on it on a physical level and also on a psychical level, looking at our physical, mental, emotional balance, our vitality, and just helping us improve our quality of health so we can be successful in our personal life, accomplishing what it is we will to do, but also fulfilling our divine purpose of being, realizing our divine true nature. So, again, we invite everyone to attend the program.
And remember, everybody, it's free. So you can bring somebody with you. Bring as many people as you can. Get there early. You know, make sure that you're there on time. Matter of fact, get there early because you want to make sure that you are able to, get in and be seated comfortably. I want to invite people to go back and listen to several shows. Again, I don't know if I mentioned it, but in case I didn't, I've done the show with Hexham Suheru. Back in 2015, we did a show, and it's in the archives. It's also a powerful, powerful show on understanding and preparing for the autumn equinox, and that is dated 9/12, I believe it was. It was almost 2 years to the day. 9/12/2015, I believe it's on the fifth or sixth page of the archive. So if you go back, you can actually listen to that show. Again, it is preparing for that workshop that was coming up at that time, but the information there is very, very powerful and very much relevant. And so I encourage you to go back and listen to that show as well. Also, we did a show, several shows with Shechem Sa'anktaku Nenebu on preparing for and planning for the winter solstice. Hexham Suheru just mentioned that being the most important time of the year. So as you're reflecting during the fall equinox, you can kind of start preparing even for the winter solstice. And so I encourage everybody to go back and listen to those shows by Shechem Sa'anktaku Nenebu. Again, that is understanding and preparing for the winter solstice. Those shows are also in the archives as well. Brother, again, I want to thank you so much for your time. You gave us a lot of information in a very small window, and I encourage everybody to go back and listen to this show again. And if there are people that you know that weren't on this call, you can easily just share the link. And for those people who are on Facebook, I mean, it's great if you like it. That's fine if you can click like, but it's better if you share it. I mean, for real, because if you like it, do you like it enough to share it? Okay, there are people out there that need this information and can benefit from this information. So I just encourage you to share. Hexham Suheru, again, my brother, for all of the work that you've done and that you continue to do, teaching and counseling and lecturing and, being that wealth of knowledge and information and being so agreeable to come on and share it with us. I humbly thank you for your time, for your energy, and for the love that you put into what it is that you do. Thank you for being my guest again today.
And thank you, Brother Juwan, for having me on and having us as a society on. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, brother. Everybody, I've got a couple of announcements to make. Again, I want to make sure that you all go out to on Friday. I know where you're going to be, right? You're going to be at the Asara Society in D.C. That's this Friday, September the 15th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Why don't you get there at 6 just to be on the safe side, okay? And that's till 8 p.m., and that's going to be at the Simbeb Wellness Complex at 6224 3rd Street, and that's Northwest Washington, D.C. The zip code there is 20011. And if you'd like more information, please call 202-723-5566. Again, that's area code 202-723-5566. Again, while you're there, get there early because you definitely want to take some time to browse. Why don't you get there? You can get there at least an hour early. That will give you time to go to the Simbeb Natural Foods and Wellness Cafe, get something to eat. Or then again, maybe you might not want to eat a couple of hours or an hour prior to the Qigong because, that might have an effect on that. But just so that now you have a heads up, if you never knew that there was a cafe at that location, well, there is. It's a vegetarian cafe, and I guarantee you, you're going to love the food. Again, that's the Simbeb Natural Foods and Vegetarian Cafe. And if you're looking for some unique gifts and clothes and books, there's a nice store at that location. Again, that store is called the Systrom Clothing Boutique and Books. They've got things there that, You just got to go there. I can't even describe it. You have to go there and look around for yourself. I mean, they've got the accessories that you need for your spiritual walk. They've got books. They've got clothes. I mean, you got to go. You got to just check it out for yourself. So I encourage you to get by there. And while you're there, get there early and take some time to look around, browse. You'll be glad that you did. Also have another announcement. There's going to be a Queer Chefs Notaire is going to be hosting a free first-time home buyer job, and that's going to be at the Georgetown Long and Foster office at 1680 Wisconsin Avenue in Washington, D.C., and that's going to be on Saturday, September the 23rd from 10 a.m. until 4:30. Okay, so for those people in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, Northern Virginia area, again, it's a first-time home buyer workshop, and that's going to be at 1680 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C. That's the Georgetown Long and Foster office, and that's going to be Saturday, September the 23rd from 10 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., and that's going to be for those people in the D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia area. And they're going to be different during the course of the day. You're going to be learning about personal finance, credit reporting, the role of the lender, the role of the real estate agent, the role of the home inspector, and the closing. Okay, so if you'd like more information on that and you'd like to register, please email me at, my name is Juwanza, but you can email me at J, the letter J, 4, the number 4, L, like Larry, blogtalkradio@yahoo.com. Again, that's to register. So, yeah, you want to register for it because everybody's got to know how many people are coming up. Okay, it's free, but you still have to register again. So just leave your name and telephone number, and we'll get back to you and let you know how and what to do to register. Again, I want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in today. Again, this workshop on Friday is, I can't understand why you wouldn't make it there if you didn't have anything else to do. I mean, and sometimes you just have to rearrange things on your calendar. Sometimes you just have to rearrange your schedule. Sometimes you have to prioritize. So the question is, how important is your spiritual walk to you? Is it enough? Is it important enough to rearrange something if you had something planned on Friday? Is your spiritual walk important enough for you to just reschedule something else so that you can be present at the Simbev Wellness Complex in Washington from 6:30 until 8 p.m.? Can you devote an hour and a half or two or three to your spiritual growth and development when it's absolutely free? And you can learn techniques, meditation techniques, Qigong techniques. You can learn certain practices, dietary practices that are going to help you enhance your walk. Now, this is given free to help you, okay? So think about it. The people that are presenting it already have it. They're presenting it to you freely so that you can grow, okay? So now, why not take advantage of that? Because I've never known anybody that's ever gone to an Oseraset workshop and looked back and said they wish they had not gone. They always say, I wish it was longer. I wish it was longer because I didn't want to leave. So everybody, make sure that that's where you are. Again, this Friday, September the 15th, spread the word. That's from 6:30 till 8 o'clock at the Simbev Wellness Complex. One more time, 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. You want more information? Call this number, 202-723-5566. You know, I just want to take a moment and give some props to some people that I have had the pleasure of interviewing. Speaking of the Oseraset Society, with the Oseraset Society, of course, I wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation today if it weren't for the Shechem Shechem of the Oseraset Society, Dr. Raul Nefer Amen, who's devoted his life to helping us to grow. We have special needs and he has definitely presented us with tools and information that can help us reach our divinity if we're willing to do the work. So I want to say a netarach and give a special shout out to Shechem Shechem, Dr. Rao Nefa Amen, Tuau for all of the work, all of the labor, all of the love, as well as, of course, Dr. Orwa, Hehi Metara and Kama, the netarach to Orwa for the books that he's written, the teaching and the lectures and the research and traveling and, you know, just all of the work that we'll never know about, okay? These are laborers who are laboring on our behalf. Shechem, of course, my guest today, Hekshem Suheru, Shechem Me'ad Meter. Every time, just about, I ask him to be a guest on the show, he willingly accepts, if his schedule will permit it, to come on and share information that's going to help us to grow. And again, there's so much that people do that we don't know anything about that is still on our behalf. We just don't know about it. So I would like to say netarach and thank you to Hekshem Suheru, Shechem Me'ad Meter, for all of the work that he's done, as well as Shechem Tep Rahim Sa'ah, another brother who I've had the pleasure of interviewing with the Oseraset Society, who's always come on and given us information that is just is very vital and life-changing. I encourage everybody to scroll down through the archives. He did an awesome show on a healthy and vital brain. You can find that in the archives, as well as done shows with him on Qigong and shows on the family. So scroll down. You can see him in the archives as well. I did a show with Brother Orwa Tahuti Kamo on the Atefu conference several years ago. I still go back and listen to that show. I mean, that was powerful and still is powerful. So I encourage you to scroll down through the archives, and when you see the name Orwa Tahuti Kamo, definitely just press click and sit back and get ready to grow. So I say netarach to Orwa Tahuti Kamo. Check on Sa'ang Tekuna Nebu. I mentioned her. She's done several shows with me on the winter solstice, preparing for the winter solstice. Those shows are in the archives. I say netarach to Shechem Sa'ang Teku Nenebu. Orwat Tichasara in Comet. Definitely want to say netarach to her. She's definitely been someone that has been very, very helpful to my person as well. And so she did a show with several other members of the women in the Oseraset Society. There was a Women's Day celebration. So you want to scroll down there, and you can find her in the archives as well. I say netarach to her, as well as Orwat Shemsu Ma'at, another person who has been very beneficial to my person. I haven't had the pleasure of interviewing her as of yet, but I just want to say a netarach to her just for all of the work that she has done and all of the love and the time and the energy that she has devoted to the Oseraset Society and to the planet as well. I'd like to say a netarach as well to Shechem Amhetra Hem Ma'at. We just did a powerful, powerful interview on Seker. It was the interview was just about a month ago, I believe it was. People are still going back and listening to that show. It's just growing and growing and growing and growing. Accessing your spiritual power, the role of Seker, you want to definitely check that out. That was about a month ago, and that was with Shechem Amhetra Hem Ma'at. I'd like to say a netarach to her. Powerful, powerful sister with a powerful, powerful interview. Thank you for that. Shechem Ma'at Tepikam. I want to say a netarach to Shechem Ma'at Tepikam. He is a brother who I've had the pleasure of sitting in on his classes as well. He was teaching Qigong, I believe it was, or might have been Tai Chi. Might have been yoga, but I've had the pleasure of sitting in on his classes several years ago, and I've learned an awful lot from this brother, too. And so I definitely want to say a netarach to Shechem Ma'at Tepikam. I'd like to give a shout-out to Atef Kitab Kim Ma'at. We did a show on the Ra Qigong book that Shaka Meshachem had just put out, the Rashi Khan book, and he's a teacher, awesome teacher, and he did a fabulous show on Rashi Khan, and that show is also in the archives. Again, so I just want to say a tap to Ketem Kem Ma'a and Tuau for a powerful, powerful interview that you did with us, my brother. Thank you so much. Great, great show. I want to say a Netzarach to Queen Mother Mashta, my man. We did a show with her that was very, very powerful on the Het Haru healing dance. That show is also in the archives. And that was a very, very powerful show. And although that show was to promote a workshop that was coming up, the principles in the interview are still the same. The show, the workshop may have come and gone, but the principles remain. So definitely go through the archives, scroll down, and where you see Queen Mother Mashta, my man, just press click, and you will definitely be rewarded for that. A couple of more people I would like to acknowledge. Brother, his name will come back to me, but until I get his name again, I definitely want to say I'm humbled and moved when I say this person's name, because I got to know this brother just from doing shows on Bazi astrology. Atef Sanu Parak Keparang. We've done some powerful, powerful shows on Bazi astrology when it comes to Bazi and relationships, when it comes to Bazi and parenting, when it comes to Bazi insights, when it comes to Bazi in your career, I mean, just forecasting. I mean, so if you ever wanted to know anything about Bazi astrology, all you have to do is just scroll down, and when you see the name Sanupara or Sanupara Keparan, just click it and get ready to learn. Get ready to grow. It's been a pleasure. I mean, again, I got to know this brother over several years of just doing interview after interview after interview. We did interviews on celebrities in Bazi. We did shows on Bazi, and Muhammad Ali, Bazi and Prince. I mean, Bazi and Whitney Houston. These shows are in the archives as well. So definitely scroll down, and where you see Sanupara's name, press click. Also did shows on Qigong with Shekhameta Uneta. Powerful shows, 5 energy balancing Qigong. You want to definitely check those shows out as well. So I just want to say a Netzarach to all of these people who I just mentioned and more. So to all of the members in the Aseraset Society, thank you for all the work that you all do. I mean, if you don't have to be a Shechem or an Orwat to work to help spread the word. And so I implore you to help spread this information. These people that I just mentioned, these Orwats and Shechems, are all in the archives, okay? If you just listened to this show, when I say this show, I don't mean just the one we just did with Hashem Suharu, but this show, Jawanza for Life, also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine, as well as Blog Talk Tawi, or is it Tawi Blog Talk? That's T-A-U Blog Talk, okay? These two vehicles provide information that can really change your life. And if you came across this information, it's not by accident. You're here on purpose. So if you're here and you've never heard of, and you've already gone down the archives, you've already gone through all of the shows, you're like, Jawanza, I've already, I've wore your archives out, man. I've gone down them. I've listened to those shows. Okay, you want some more? Okay, check out Tawi Blog Talk. Okay, you're going to hear Shechem Meshechem himself share on different aspects of spirituality, different books that he's come out with. So if this information is information that you can use and you want more and you don't know where to find it, I'm just giving you a link that you can have for free. Okay, just go on over to Blog Talk Tawi, or if it's Tawi Blog Talk, that's again, that's T-A-U-I Blog Talk Radio, and you'll be able to listen to some more powerful, powerful, life-changing information. So again, everybody, I want to say thank you so much for listening. You know, anytime You have people that take time out of their day to tune in, to stop whatever it is that they're doing, to listen. Okay? Sometimes it's hard to get people to listen, only because people like to talk. You know, it's hard to get people to get still just to sit and listen, especially to a format like this. And why do I say especially to a format like this? Because it's not visual. You just have to listen to it. It's not like you can see the people that are talking. You have to actually listen. And judging from the growth of the numbers that I'm seeing, these shows, people are listening and going back and listening and listening and sharing the information. I can't impress upon you how important it is to share it. Because when you share it, you never know, as a result of sharing it, whose ears it's going to fall on. Okay? It could be you could share it with somebody that you know. They could share it with somebody that you don't know. And that person that you don't know can share it with somebody that you don't know. And as a result, the potential is there to change the planet. Okay? So, yes, we have to, like Orwell, he meant to Ron Comet said one time, when you're on a plane, and, you know, you sit down in your seat or whatever, they have the thing up above or whatever, so if there's an accident, you put your gas mask on, not your gas mask, but you put your mask on first, right? But now that you've got yours on, now you can help others. How can you help others? By sharing the information. And let me say this. I know that when we get information, we want to go out and articulate it. But I can't articulate it the way Hexham Suharu did. Okay? I can't articulate it the way Orwahe Meturan Kamen did. I can't articulate it the way Shechem Shechem did. So what do? I give people the shows. And I let the guests articulate it for themselves. Since I can't articulate it like them, I let the guests do it for themselves. Okay? Because you ever tried to share something with somebody that somebody said, and you're trying to get it right, but you might not be doing the topic justice. So instead of doing that, it's just easier to just share the link with somebody that you know. And maybe they'll share it with somebody that you don't know, or maybe somebody that you do know. Okay? So again, thank you so much, everybody, for your time. I certainly do not take you for granted. Thank you again, Hexham Suharu, Shekhameh Mater. I want to give the information again to the workshop on Friday. It's free, okay? I know that's a big word for a lot of people. So now that we got that out of the way, you don't have to bring any money with you. That is, unless you want to go shopping at the boutique down there, of course. They're giving that stuff away, okay? But I guarantee you, you'll be glad that you purchased some nice pieces down there. They've got some stuff that you will definitely enjoy seeing and purchasing. And again, that's at the Simbeb Wellness Complex this Friday. It's the Fall Detoxification and Autumn Equinox Workshop. That's this Friday, September the 15th, 2017, from 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. Okay? Get there early. Try to get there. Get there 6, just to be on the safe side. Okay? That's going to be where? The Simbeb Wellness Complex at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code there is 20011. If you'd like more information, call 202-723-5566. Again, and while you're there, definitely check out Sinbeb Natural Foods and Vegetarian Cafe, the Systrom Clothing Boutique and bookstore, and trust me, you'll be glad that you did, all right? So now, thank you for your time. Again, everybody, you don't know how much I love you, and that's why I do this. Who am I? My name is Juwanza. I'm the one who, in giving, receives more. Have a great day. Ta-ta.